Talk Live. Take control of the show toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We do it until 10 o'clock Eastern time, so be sure you join us for every single moment of the show. And again, you can always, at any time you want, just pick up your phones and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231 and literally bring up whatever it is that's on your mind.
Want to be a radio superstar? All you got to do is give us a call.
Don't you have to get paid a lot of money to be a radio superstar?
Stardom, I don't know if that necessarily, it generally brings money with it, but,
right.
But you just have to be well-known, I guess.
Well, hey, don't forget you can also get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the archives there, last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. So be sure you go and check that out. It's absolutely free at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is also brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. And everybody who works on this show is a Free State Project member.
That's exactly right. Not just because they're sponsoring us, but
we were members before
they sponsored the show. Anyway, 800-259-9231, so bring up anything. Otherwise, we're going to bring up what we want. And to follow up on a story that we did last night.
Yeah, I'm interested in this.
Last night we talked about a lady, Jacqueline Mercado, who immigrated here from Peru, who took some rolls of film. She shot some photos, brought it into her local one-hour photo place, and the nosy busybody behind the counter decided to call the cops on her. Why did he decide to call the cops? Did she have pictures of her marijuana grow operation? Was she doing child pornography? Well, according to the police, it was child pornography. And according to anybody with any sort of semblance of sense, it's a picture of her one-year-old baby breastfeeding. That's the picture that was in question.
That's crazy.
That's the picture that got her kids, both the one-year-old and the four-year-old, taken from her.
Now, they dropped
the
charges
Children
on her. But they got her kids still.
They still had her kids, and here is an update from the Dallas Observer. And again, all of this will get posted. Actually, this is posted at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. Finally, they are bringing you some good news on this case. The state of Texas, in its all-too-finite wisdom, has bowed to eons of mammalian evolution and decided that breastfeeding your child is not a sign of unfit parenting, and nor is it child pornography.
Good.
This is particularly good news for Jacqueline Mercado and her boyfriend, Johnny Fernandez, who have regained custody, finally, of their one-year-old son, Rodrigo. Dallas Observer staff Thomas So-and-So reported how Mercado and Fernandez ran afoul of the law for the dastardly act of taking a photo of their boy suckling at Mercado's breast. Last fall, the couple had the photos developed at the local drugstore. The clerk called the cops. Long story short, they wound up indicted for sexual performance of a child, even though the case, as you said, man, was dropped by the Dallas County prosecutors, and Child Protective Services took away their two children, ordered all sorts of onerous counseling and tests.
Can you imagine? I mean, it's
no,
it's
I can't.
Nuts.
I really can't. I mean, we hear really sad stories like this all the time. It just makes me glad I don't have kids.
I mean, she can do it. She just can't take a picture of it?
Right.
I mean, weird. Weird thoughts.
Well, she can't. She needs to get a digital camera. That's what she needs to do.
She probably will now.
You might wonder what sort of twisted upbringing Texas bureaucrats must have had to see breastfeeding as a sexual act. I think one of us brought that. I think it was Scott that brought that up last night. Like, what was this guy thinking? How could he possibly be going through this woman's photos, developing these photos, and possibly connect that with anything sexual?
Sick guy.
Yeah. Either that or he's a racist, and he saw an opportunity to get some brown people in trouble. I think that's probably the other choice. Well, anyway, Texas bureaucrats must have had to see breastfeeding as a sexual act. Our readers certainly wondered about it. We received upwards of 50 letters from people in the States and Canada, all sharing one thought, summed up by this writer. Quote, that parents could have their children taken away from them because of photos of a one-year-old breastfeeding is horrible beyond words. Another writer from Alabama described it as jackbooted thuggery, and I happen to agree with that. At the time the story ran, Mercado and Fernandez still hadn't regained custody of their sons. Mercado is the mother of a four-year-old from a previous marriage, and the state was demanding that they take lie detector tests. Not only demanding they take lie detector tests, but demanding that they pay for them. even though it was the state that took their children. And it's shouldn't it be the state has some sort of burden of proof in cases like this?
I would say.
Well, that's not how it operates. That's not how the Department of Children and Families operates. As soon as somebody levels an accusation against you, they come to your damn house and investigate you and possibly take your kids. Based on what someone else says.
It's crazy.
It's amazing. And I'm sure there's people out there that have had experience with these people, these trash in the Department of Children and Families, or whatever it's called in your state. You're welcome to chime in at 1-800-259-9231. I mean, is there anybody out there that can say that the DCF is actually a worthwhile organization, that they actually do what they intend to do, and that is help kids?
Doesn't seem like it to me.
No. It's certainly not something that couldn't be done outside of the government. It's certainly something that could be handled much, much more efficiently and with much, much more caring.
How would you handle it outside of the government if, I mean, you have to have authority to be able to take people's kids away. Private Visa can't come by and take your kid away. Ford can't take your kid away.
Oh, no, certainly not. Although there are, there's like the YMCA here in the Tampa Bay area has a program that's sort of leading the way and kind of blazing the trail for a private version of basically DCF. I don't necessarily think that... okay, here you go, Manwich. How about this? Let's say you've got a case. I'm trying to think of free market solutions here.
Yep.
Because that's what we have to do. We have to think outside of the box of the government and think, well, how could this happen if there was no DCF? Well, let's say you've got a case of me beating my kids. I'm beating my kids. You're my next-door neighbor, and you know I'm beating my kids. I mean, you've seen me out in my front yard beating my kids.
Okay.
I mean, there's incontrovertible proof that you have, and you call up, let's say you call up the Child Rescue Organization for Tampa Bay, and they come and they abduct my kids because of what you said, because of the evidence that you had. Let's say you even took a videotape of it or something like that. They come and kidnap the kids. So then, if I, the abusive parent, have a problem with that sort of behavior, people kidnapping my kids, I could take them to court. Now, how do you think the jury's going to rule? Are they going to rule for the side of the abuser, who there's obvious evidence that I'm an abuser and I'm beating my kids? Or are they going to rule for the organization that came and kidnapped them?
I guess they would rule for the organization.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231. So they had to take, according to the state, they had to take lie detector tests. One of the lawyers says that since then, the state has essentially walked away from the case. No polygraphs are required now, though the couple will attend a few parenting classes, he says. The oldest boy is still with his biological father, and a private custody dispute is brewing there, but no one is still calling Mercado and Fernandez deviants, which is good. Now, lest you think we're being too tough on CPS for its idiotic handling of the case, the newspaper tends to sympathize with the agency, calls their caseworkers overburdened, blah, blah, blah. Dealing with child abuse has to be inconceivably grim. One mistake, either too stern or too lenient, can have terrible consequences. So it's hard to smack them. Hard, but not impossible. The newspaper asked La Fuente if anyone in officialdom had apologized to the family.
That's an excellent question.
What do you think, Manwich?
No.
Nope.
They don't do that.
Nope. Just like the cops don't apologize after they tear apart your car and not find anything after a search on the roadside. These people tear apart people's lives and don't apologize. It's one thing to lose a couple hours on the side of the road, and we're totally against that here on Free Talk Live. But these people ruin people's lives. They destroy families. And not even an apology. I like how this guy puts it. He says, now that's indecent. Damn jackbooted thugs. Why can't someone with CPS send a letter, a note, a frigging Hallmark card saying, we made a mistake. We apologize. Just try it, CPS. Really, it's not hard to say we're sorry. As you put it before, man, which apologies are free.
They are free.
Right? A child could even do it, is what the article says. Great points. So does that mean that our departments of children and families and CPSs around the country are childish and silly? They're definitely childish, and they're definitely
it's just more work to apologize.
And they're definitely worthless, and we need to get rid of them. If you've got a problem with that, 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics is literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
It was a human tragedy and a legal dispute that rocked the nation that could have been avoided with a simple living will. Something for you to think about and do something about. A living will can be yours as part of the Master Estate Kit for only $39.95. Simple directions show you how to complete a living will that guarantees your wishes will be followed in case of an irreversible illness or injury. Valid nationwide and fully guaranteed, the Master Estate Kit also includes a legal will kit and power of attorney kit that covers both financial and health care needs. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-810-1234. To order your living will kit, the complimentary will kit, and the power of attorney kit, pay only $39.95 plus shipping for the complete master estate kit. Call 1-800-810-1234. That's 1-800-810-1234.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's in here with you. And, man, with the Saturday night edition, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so plenty of time. For you to get your calls in about whatever you want. And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. And as promised, I promised earlier this week we'd have a brand new Shriner up this weekend, and we do. She's our newest validated Shriner. It's Sammy from, actually, she lives in New Zealand, but she's a Malaysian student. So I guess she's kind of going to school in New Zealand from Malaysia. if that makes sense.
I guess it makes sense.
And there she is on our front page of the website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners, the point is, we have women listening to the show. In fact, not only do women listen to Free Talk Live, but some of them really, really are into the show, and they've taken the time to send us their photograph so they can be included in the Shrine, which is great. And it's not a beauty contest. So go check it out at freetalklive.com. Where are we going next, man?
Well, I've got an interesting story here.
Okay.
It's entitled Neighborhood Child Rapist Signs Blamed for Sex Offender's Suicide. The residents in an Ocala neighborhood here in Florida could face charges after a convicted sex offender apparently committed suicide in despair over signs labeling him a child rapist posted in his neighborhood, according to the local 6 News report.
Was he a child rapist?
I believe he was.
Okay.
He was.
Because just because you're a sexual offender doesn't mean you're a child rapist.
Well, Clovis Ivan Claxton, 38, who was convicted of sexually assaulting a child in Washington in 1991, had lived in, in Ocala for a couple of years.
Sexually assaulting. I wonder what that means.
I don't know.
Didn't we determine that assault just means like a threat more so than necessarily an actual touch?
I would think that generally people would plead down from, say, sexual battery to sexual assault.
Got it.
I don't know as though...
And it doesn't say how old the child was.
Rape kind of connotates penetration.
Oh, yeah.
So...
It doesn't say how old the... I'm sure if it was a rape charge, I'm sure if there was evidence that he raped somebody, they would have brought him up on rape charges.
I mean, usually when it says a child...
Right.
That's... denotes under 12 or under.
No, it doesn't necessarily. I mean, even though that's what
usually
it should
a minor...
mean, even though that's what it should mean, we found earlier this week that they charged a 16-year-old boy with child pornography for having pictures of his 15-year-old girlfriend.
That's because they don't have two separate charges for child pornography and minor pornography.
Uh-huh.
I believe that...
I'm just telling you, in all places, child does not have that connotation.
Understood.
Although it should, I agree with you.
Tuesday, Claxton noticed bright yellow signs laminated that they were displaying his picture, birth date, address and words, child rapist hanging on power poles in the neighborhood. A county commissioner proposed posting such information.
Oh, it was a county commissioner?
In the community, but Sheriff Ed Dean rejected the idea. After seeing the signs, apparently the neighborhood
had he
did.
Just moved in? I missed that
no,
part.
No, 2 years.
Okay, 2 years. 2 years after he was there, somebody got wind that he was...
You never know when they're going to do it again.
Hmm.
After seeing the signs, Claxton called the sheriff's office and said that he felt extremely scared and feels that people in the neighborhood are now out to possibly hurt him.
Seems legitimate to me.
It's hard for me to get too excited about it. Once he had made these type statements to our deputies, took this man into custody under the Baker Act and transported him into a local mental health facility for evaluation. So they Baker Acted him when he called them.
What?
Yeah.
Because he was feeling threatened?
Yes.
He got Baker Acted.
Well, perhaps he acted a little more strangely than that.
Okay.
Tuesday mornings, Claxton's parents found him dead. Well, I mean, maybe he needed to be Baker Acted if he committed suicide. Found him dead of an apparent overdose with
one of the stopped him.
Child rapist flyers by his side.
Really?
Yeah. Jane Claxton blames county commissioner.
He took one with him, or where do you think he got that from?
Took it off the pole, I guess.
Maybe.
The mother blames the county commissioner who proposed the flyers for her son's death, according to a report. Just don't get on the bandwagon, she said. There's going to be other deaths if Randy Harris has his way. He hasn't been in trouble for 18 years, and he's branded for life. So the kid hadn't done...
18 years?
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. That is a long time.
Yeah.
Now,
it makes you wonder if it was... I mean, because I've seen a lot of instances where, you know, the government tosses this child rape situation around. There was one situation in Cocoa Beach, Florida, I don't know, it's probably 5 or 7 years ago, where apparently a guy got up from he was sitting in his underwear in his easy chair in front of his stepchildren, and I guess he got up and sort of became exposed.
Right.
And the kids made a comment about it, and he grabbed himself and shook himself at them.
Right.
And got a assault charge for that.
That's amazing. Who... I mean, it's inappropriate, I think.
It definitely
is
inappropriate.
Most cases.
I don't know if it's a crime.
But yeah, how could it be a crime to sit around in your house in your underwear? It's my house.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. Now, they're thinking about charging the neighbors? Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't think you can do that. I don't think that makes any sense, personally.
Does it suggest what they could possibly be charging one with? Maybe libel? Would it be libel?
It wouldn't be libel because it's true.
But if he's not a child rapist, then it's not true.
It one could,
that is libel.
Certainly, one could certainly.
It's different to be assault versus rape. Two totally different worlds. I mean, like you said, the guy who shook his unit at the kids was charged with assault.
Right.
He didn't hit them with it. He didn't penetrate anybody. So maybe that's what it is, libel charges. In which case, I'm not necessarily against that. Because libel's serious business, apparently.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that they necessarily libeled him. We don't know the full facts behind Mr. Klexen's...
Well, we know he wasn't convicted of child rape. He was convicted of assault on a child.
Sexual assault on a child.
Right.
Right.
So there you go.
Anyway.
They could have reworded it, and then I'd have been fine with it, like pervert or something like that.
Well,
this guy likes kids. Here's his address. You know, they could have done that, but they decided to go to the extreme.
Apparently, the person responsible for the flyer faces 1 year in jail, so it's not too serious.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. 1-800-259-9231 if you got comments there. 800-259-9231. How about we talk about the draft, man?
All for it.
Well, I had heard that this was going to happen, but I actually did not get news of it until today. At the end of March... The U.S. Selective Service System issued a report assuring President George Bush that it would be ready to implement a draft within 75 days.
Hmm.
We had actually talked about that happening, that he had asked the Selective Service System, that his administration had asked them to present this report. I just never got notice that it actually had occurred. They actually did present the report saying they were ready to implement a draft within 75 days. Why on earth would they have asked for that?
Just so they had it ready in case they, needed it. Even though George said there would not be a draft.
He assured us there'd be no draft. Far more dire, and by the way, this is from antiwar.com, Nico Kiriakou. Far more dire is the skyrocketing need for troops while stirring up the storm of speculation, this report may actually be the least compelling harbinger of a draft. Far more dire is the skyrocketing need for troops amid plummeting supply. We've been over this time and time again. More than 300,000 of the 482,000 soldiers in the U.S. Army are already deployed abroad, predominantly in Iraq, Afghanistan, South Korea, and the former Yugoslavia. The ratio of two soldiers abroad for every one at home is the opposite of what military strategists say is necessary to maintain a long-term deployment. It would take 100,000 new troops, at least, at home to correct this discrepancy. But the government concedes that those new troops just aren't coming through the front doors.
Sure aren't.
All four military services missed their enlistment quotas last year, according to one analysis, and regular military reserve and National Guard recruitment levels are at a 30-year low. More coming up on the draft. Unless you interrupt the show and bring up what's on your mind, that's why we call it Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
You've heard about PODS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, from and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com, 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control and bring up anything. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got live streaming, the broadband feed. We've got the not-so-broadband feed for those of you who are still on dial-up. You can all listen for free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the possibility of the United States of America going back to slavery. Yeah. That's right. Sometime this year, maybe next year, we might have the return of slavery here in the States.
And lots of people seem to be supporting it, really.
Apparently so, yeah. I've actually spoken with people who support it, and it's quite
frightening. We've had callers that support it.
Yep. As a matter of fact, we're talking about the draft, of course, or as they might call it when they reinstate it, national service.
It's conscription.
Doesn't that just have a softer ring to it, just a nicer sound? National service. Serve your nation.
Now, I think slavery has the feeling of, like, you never get out of it, you know, like it's your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And probably indentured servitude, probably more accurate.
30-year low recruitment levels for the military, with the National Guard specifically, a 30-year low. All of the branches of the military are down in their recruitment. With a lack of new troops, the Pentagon has relied heavily on rotations to maintain the 150,000-strong force in Iraq. Yet a Pentagon-funded poll in late 2003 found that 49% of troops did not plan to reenlist. That was back in 2003. So it's likely that that number is higher now, as more people have died since then.
Yes, they have.
Without a major influx of new recruits, many observers say the option of relying on reserves and National Guard troops is not sustainable. Last September, the 40,000 National Guard troops who make up nearly half of U.S. forces in Iraq were asked to remain on active duty after their tours were done. And most were officially told that their enlistment would extend until 2031. This presidential action, known as stop loss, is only meant for emergencies and congressionally declared wars, of which Iraq is neither. And that's something I didn't know about stop loss. I just thought it was part of the contract, that at any old time they could flip the stop loss switch and keep your ass in the military for an extra 25 years. Last September, the head of the Army Reserves recently wrote a memo saying that over-deployment has crippled his troops' readiness and that the reserves were degenerating into a broken force. That's a quote from the head of the Army Reserves. Almost desperate, the Pentagon has called up more than 5,500 ready reservists.
Now, these are just people that are completely out of the military. Well, they're completely out of the military, but they still have a period of time.
They still have an obligation. Right,
just a period of time that they sort of work in the, you know, they're free, but they're ready to be returned,
right.
I guess.
Older men and women is who they are, whose regular reserve duty has already ended, and many of whom are now grandfathers and grandmothers. The Army also plans to significantly increase the number of recruiters and to launch a new $150 million ad campaign. Jeffrey Record, a visiting professor at the Air War College, said in a January 2004 report that the U.S. Army is, quote, near the breaking point, unquote. And Charles Moskos, creator of the Army's infamous Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on gay soldiers and an advisor to four presidents on military affairs, was quoted last July as saying, quote, We could not achieve the number of troops we need in Iraq without a draft, end quote.
They can't.
Since Vietnam, those who cried draft have been laughed at, but the combination of increasing troop needs, a shortage of new recruits, and a hawkish administration that's now casting shadowy glances at Iran, Syria, and Korea has led the U.S. media from Rolling Stone to Time magazine to once again take up the question of the draft. So now the media is rumbling about it. People in Washington are rumbling about it. Seems like it's just going to be a matter of time.
Well, Bush is doing a good job of getting a Democrat elected, I can tell you that. If he... If he goes ahead and brings back the draft, then what's going to happen is some Democrat's going to run on an anti-draft, because no Republican would, run on an anti-draft platform, and bam, he's going to get elected.
That could be the case. Of course, the draft is going to be proposed by a Democrat in the first place. So it's going to be a bipartisan draft. Charles Rangel, the Democrat from New York, is the main
proponent.
He's got to
be paid off on this. It's so weird.
I don't know, man. It's frightening. They all have their excuses. They all have their justifications.
Right.
Rangel wants to bring the draft back so it makes the draft more fair, and that'll stop us from getting into wars, is what his angle is, which is totally
kooky. Well, he says that currently the money that the Army offers lures poorer kids into the Army, which I suppose that most armies along the way have been, you know, that's the reason they have officers and enlisted men, is because, you know, enlisted men, the largest body of the military, have mostly been from poor backgrounds. Officers usually traditionally were gentlemen. It seems silly to me to institute this and think that somehow politicians and rich people's sons are somehow going to avoid this.
They will be able to avoid it.
I mean, are not going to be able to avoid it, excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely. Which, again, the guy is living in total fantasy land. Totally. Let's go to Rob in Tennessee, the show you can take control of and bring up anything. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
You made a comment a little while ago about this rapist.
Yes.
That killed himself?
Yes.
Well, he apparently, according to what we read, is not a rapist.
Well,
he was convicted of a sexual assault on a child.
Child rapist is good enough for me.
For something, anyway. Listen, I just wanted to throw something out that you might be interested in discussing.
Mm.
How about, I know the government probably wouldn't allow anybody to do this, but how about castrating all the pedophiles and castrating all the rapists and maybe including a few priests? While you're at it.
Well, you know, that's a nice idea, Rob, but how are you going to prove that? I mean, what if somebody accuses you of some sort of sexual touching?
After they're tried in a court of law in the United States of America.
Well, isn't a lot of this
some
stuff...
Some states offer chemical castration, and it seems to work.
Isn't a lot... But seriously, though,
Hey, it works. You know why? Because if you look back through your history, if you have a book that tells anything about history of the world and not something that's made up, you'll find out that different empires throughout our history of this world that we live on, I think, that they made eunuchs to work with governments, and those were people who were castrated.
Now, let me just say this. Now, first of all, I don't want to be an empire. And he was talking about empires. Rob, hold on a second. Rob, I want to ask you a question now. What if you were accused of some sort of child molestation? And in a lot of these cases, Rob, I'm asking you a question now. In a lot of these cases, it's one word. It's somebody else's word against another person. It's the kid's word against the guy. So if you get convicted in a court of law by some kid saying that you touched him and you don't even know who the kid is, or the kid's mad at you for not buying him a toy for Christmas or something like that, and you get castrated, is that fair?
No. There has to be absolute proof. For instance, all
like what? Videotape?
Pardon me?
Videotape? What do you consider absolute proof?
No. you're debating out of your league.
Well, have at me, Rob. I'm here. Go ahead.
No, you're stating things that wouldn't be.
You just told me you want absolute proof. I'm asking you what do you consider absolute proof?
No. You're not giving any proof, and I am not either.
I agree with Rob on this one. Chemical castration, as opposed to actual physical castration, is reversible. And
what is chemical? Rob, thanks for the call, man.
Give people essentially saltpeter or something like that.
Saltpeter?
Saltpeter.
Dip it in?
No, salt? You don't dip anything. You take it.
So who's going to force you to take it? What is it, like a once a month kind of thing?
Yeah, it's part of your probation. You take it daily, actually. I don't know how it works.
That sounds a little more reasonable to me. More Free Talk Live on the way. Draft talk, rapist talk, whatever you want. You take control at 800-259-9231.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201. We'll negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live takes control of the show. Toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Even if you're drunk like our last caller was, we'll take your call.
Hey! He didn't seem drunk. He just said
No.
He just said no a lot. I agree with him completely. I've got a website here in front of me that, is got a little something about chemical castration, and I want to read one paragraph.
Okay, sure.
Chemical castration is an ideal punishment for sex offenders. When Depa Provera, apparently the, it's given to women to, so they don't ovulate.
Right.
Is administered, recidivism falls to 5%. Now, you know as well as I do that sex offenders are some of the highest recidivants among
criminals.
Meaning
they go back and do it again when they get out.
Because they can't help it.
Right.
They're sick, twisted people.
Sure.
Their sexual fantasies are lessened as a result of the reduction in testosterone levels. Although men administered this drug are capable of having sexual intercourse, many argue that chemical castration is cruel and unusual punishment. Yeah, I'm sure they're able to have sexual intercourse. They're just not really, they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say that in this article, but it's obviously a very pro-chemical castration article.
Got it.
This argument is countered by the fact that sex offenders are required to get injections only once a month. I didn't know, you know, even what drug or how often, so it's once a month is the answer. Get an injection in your bum. This is cruel and unusual is allowing, cruel and unusual is allowing sex offenders to attack and molest women and children. This effective therapy will protect their future victims. It is the only offender-friendly way of reducing sexual violence.
It certainly sounds like a lot better than lobbing it off. I think that sounds a lot better to me.
One can certainly understand where,
doing a little Lorena
Bobbitt, people come from with that, though. Why they would want
wanting to lob it off?
Yes.
But this just says that, I mean, 5%, that's pretty good.
That's real good.
I mean, it's going to be harder to beat.
It's probably
that.
Zero when you lob it off, though.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe then they'll just get angry because they had it lobbed off and just go around and molest more people anyway. Because you don't
with
have
what?
To. With their digits?
Digits, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it brings me back to the question of, since we're on this topic again, what is it that is incontrovertible evidence in this case? Obviously, DNA, as far as rape, you've got DNA evidence. That's unquestionable.
Right.
But as far as just the touching claim, like if, you know, I touched your kid, Manwich, and the kid tells you that I touched your kid, that's all you've got, right? Is that the kid's word against the adult's word. And I think that lobbing something off as a result of a kid's word is certainly not something that you want to do.
Well, I think that it's pretty extreme, too. Also, many sex crimes are, you know, disputed, and there's lots of factors that go into them. Mm-hmm. People don't want to take the crimes all the way to trial because they don't want their own kids, which, you know, in a lot of cases these are about. You know, a disgruntled wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, will claim that the husband did something or vice versa.
Right.
Usually it's the husband is the claim is made against, and, you know, these kind of situations. And the guy won't want to take it to trial because he just wants his kids to face any crimes.
Hmm. Well, let's get back to the draft.
Face any, you know,
you can
trial.
Call in toll-free at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. So we're talking about the different, I guess, the harbingers of the draft, what is pointing towards the United States heading in that direction. And all recently Rolling Stone as well as Time Magazine have both taken up the question of the draft. The U.S. left is also gearing up to counter a potential draft to strike at the occupation where it's most vulnerable, military recruitment. We'll get into that coming up, but again, it's your show. You call in, we take your calls. Al in Texas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Hi. Yeah, well, first of all, let me just say real quick, I don't think we're going to go back to a draft. And I'm a retired military guy, and, you know, spent my 20 years in the military. And
there are people that want it, Al. There are people that are suggesting that we do this, and
well,
people in high levels in Washington.
I hope you're right, Al.
Well,
I hope you're right, too.
It won't, because the people won't stand for it. Okay? They've already seen their children suicided over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What we have, basically, is a military that just drives around and gets blown up. A military is there to go on the offensive and to take out the insurgents.
Right.
Now, regardless of what people think we're there or why we're there or whatever, I mean, a military's role is to go over there and fight.
Well, Al, I hope you're...
That's how you use one, yes.
I hope you are absolutely correct that if the Congress or if the President passes draft legislation, that the people stand up and do something about it. But unfortunately, in every other case of them taking away our rights in recent times, people don't do anything. They just, there's more security at the airports? Well, that's fine. I'll bend over, pull down my pants, and let you do a full rectal cavity search on me.
Believe me, I agree with you on that, but I think that there comes a point where people are just going to say no.
I hope so.
And,
I really do.
Yes, well, and you know, that's just what I think personally. I also think that...
Aren't they bringing the medical personnel? Aren't they sort of drafting them into the military now?
No, they've been talking about a special services draft, and that would probably be the first one that they do. But
they do what's called stop losses. Basically, they extend people's contract for a little while.
Yeah,
you know, and
a little while. 20 years.
Yeah, a couple of years, whatever.
Right.
But the reality is, you know, I think there should be no draft. And the reality is that if people think it's a just war, they will all join up. There will be no need for anything.
You're absolutely right, Al. I agree with that.
And another thing is, you know, the great strategist Clausewitz said that you never should conduct any war unless you have the people behind it.
Yeah.
And clearly, people have their heads in their rectum these days.
The government needs to get a clue, because the fact that they can't recruit people, the fact they're having trouble recruiting, is the people telling them, we don't like your war.
That's exactly right. Or we don't like the way you're prosecuting the war. You know, I mean, just how many times, you know, first of all, of all the troops over there, only 10% of them are even combat. I mean,
really?
Yeah, you only have 10%. Everybody, they stand behind these walls, and they're all guarded and protected.
Huh.
You only have 10% of them.
I didn't know that. Now, Al, I see on your subject line here you want to talk about handcuffed child?
Yes.
That sounds intriguing. We're going to ask you to hang on. 1-800-259-9231. I want to know what that's all about. Sounds a little kinky, a little disturbing. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is your show. You take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. This is the Saturday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind, you got an agenda that you want to push, we're here for you. And don't forget, you can also join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system that we've got there. Thousands of posts, over 12,500 posts, as a matter of fact, and over 400 users are interacting there. So be sure you go check that out. It's a lot of fun. For free, of course, at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun to Al in Texas. Al, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
Right. Here in Texas, we had a situation where there was like a five-year-old girl. She was just going crazy in class. And they actually, somebody had a video cassette recorder, and they recorded this girl.
That was in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Oh, what's in St. Petersburg?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was probably reported like it was local just because it's such huge news.
Okay.
You probably got that feel when you saw it in the news.
Okay. So anyway, I guess it was in St. Petersburg, Florida then. Thank you for the update.
Okay.
And I think that what we should do is just make sure that we use the whip on little kids like that way before they get to that point. You know,
the whip?
Yeah, spank their rear end.
You know, the problem is that you can't enforce how kids act in school, you know, 8 hours a day or whatever, when their parents aren't doing it at home. I think that the parents should be the one applying corporal punishment. And the problem is here is that you and I don't agree, and we both have to send our kids to the same public school.
The problem is also that the parents probably already are beating their kids, which is why she's acting out like that.
Well, let me tell you something. I was a cop after I retired from the military for a while, and it was so funny. I got this one call to the school one time. There was this little 8-year-old kid, and he was going crazy in the school. And these teachers were like little spineless little wimps, little jelly, you know, back people. And this little 8-year-old kid was just kicking him in the gonads and just going crazy. And I was basically in training, and my partner was there. And this little kid, like, put up his hands to the cop. The cop took that little kid and just pushed him right against the wall with force and just basically, like, smashed him up against the wall. Let me tell you something. That kid changed his attitude in an instant. Okay.
Right then, certainly in the face of incontrovertible force, I'm certain he did.
And that's the reality. Okay, that we need to make sure.
Well, the difference in these two cases that you've just talked about is the 5-year-old girl was sitting quietly when the police arrived. Now, there was no felony that alluded to the police officers that she had committed prior to that, and she committed no misdemeanor in their presence. Do you not think, as a former police officer, that they overstepped their bounds by handcuffing this child?
Look, I think it's stupid. I think it's stupid that we would even call the cops on something like this. Well, you're wasting my taxpayers' money. I pay my taxes, and then what do we have the cops do? They should be out there, you know, stopping burglars from going into my house, and they're going to these stupid calls, you know, where they're wasting our taxpayers' dollars, for God's sakes, because the society has gone absolutely crazy, and they can't even enforce a 5-year-old kid disciplined, for God's sakes.
The reason they can't do it is because
they can't spank their rear ends, because these lawyers have made it, we're going to sue you. You know, they need to just take the paddle on their rear ends like they did.
I don't personally want a school official paddling my child.
Well, that's too bad. You know, if your child...
Well, I should be able to send my kids to a school where the school officials aren't going to be paddling my kids. Thanks for the call, Al. 1-800-259-9231. I'm with you, Manwich. I mean, if you want to send your kids to a school where they could get beaten by the faculty, you should be able to.
It's a public school issue. The problem is we have public schools where everybody's forced to pay tuition to these schools.
Exactly. We need to get the government out of education, then you can have the corporal punishment schools, and you can have the creative punishment schools. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Hour number two is on the way. Take control at 800-259-9231.